Volunteers Week is running from the 1st to the 7th of June. So here at RNIB Connect Radio, we're celebrating some of our fantastic RNIB volunteers.
We couldn't do our shows here on RNIB Connect Radio without the help of our dedicated volunteers. And we thought we'd ask them why they volunteer and what they get from it. Barbara, you've been with us for quite a while now. What got you into volunteering, first of all?
Actually, I did play back the tapes for The Blind, which is in the same building as the RNIB Connect studio. I'm blind in one eye myself as a consequence of cancer, and I wanted to do something to volunteer when I retired, and it seemed something to do with sight loss was a good idea. I actually totally admire the blind and sight impaired people who do this very difficult job. There's so many things going on in a radio station. You know, you get to know how it all works. Well, I can't work it, but you can. It's a demanding job, but I think it's fantastic and inspirational to see folk who have got very impaired vision or no vision and how they manage to do a job like this. I think it's amazing.
How would you recommend volunteering to others?
You feel you're doing something useful. You know that you're doing something that makes a difference to other people. And I know on one occasion I was at a concert and a blind person next to me asked me to read something out of the programme. And then suddenly they said, "It's Barbara from RNIB Connect Radio." So you do know that people listen to the radio and appreciate what it offers.
Also with us, we have Pamela and Susan, who team up for their Thursday's early edition show here on RNIB Connect Radio. So, Pamela, you guys have to get up very early in the morning because you're in here for just after 7 a.m. Why do you do it?
Oh, well, a good question. I think the simple answer to that is that I absolutely love doing this programme. It's fabulous. And I'm quite happy to get up at 6 a.m. to come down here in good order to get ready. I also get to work with some absolutely terrific people and fellow guest presenters as well, all of whom have over the years been absolutely fabulous.
And Susan, you double up with Pamela on the early edition show. How did you find out about volunteering at RNIB?
Because I had a friend who did it already and tried to persuade me over a number of months that I would like to do this. I didn't believe her, but actually I very much enjoy it.
Did you have an interest in the news? Because we talk a lot about what's in the papers on the show.
Yes, I do have an interest in news and current affairs, and I really enjoy going through all these newspapers, some of which I'm not familiar with or wasn't previously familiar with. So that's been a real education for me.
Apart from the wonderful company then, what makes you keep coming back?
I think it's the satisfaction of it's almost like a job, because it's absolutely clear what you have to do. It's well organised. People are always very helpful. And I think also I feel as if I'm deploying some sort of skills going through the newspaper that I might have had in my professional life previously. And that's very satisfying.
Would you recommend volunteering then for RNIB to others?
Yes, I would, because I think we get treated pretty well. People are very kind to us and very appreciative of what we do, even if we make terrible mistakes and blunders. I'm just speaking about myself here.
My final two volunteers are Tom and Patricia, our boy and girl Friday on the early edition. They're with us on Mondays and Fridays. Some more early starters for you. Tom, on the topic of volunteering though, you do get involved with other organisations, not just RNIB.
That's right. I'm a drummer, a drum facilitator, and I go out into the community and help people have a brighter day by doing that sort of stuff.
So you have your Buddy Beat drumming group then. Mm-hmm. That's mental health?
Yes, for adults with mental health who may be struggling a bit, they come in and they start drumming and it really changes lives.
So why get involved in volunteering then? What attracted you to it?
One of the other volunteers, Martin Denman, heard me speaking at a drumming event. This was several years, 2011 actually. And Martin asked me afterwards if I would consider volunteering on Connect Radio. And that's how that all started.
What do you get from it yourself out of volunteering?
Put that into words then. It's... Apart from it being just utter joy, it just fills me with confidence and is one of the great things that happens to me in my week. You know, I have drumming and I have my radio volunteering. It's incredibly rewarding. As I say, it makes me very happy. I get to put my personality into it.
And buddying up with Tom on the Mondays and the Fridays, we have Patricia Sabanmu. And like Tom, Patricia, you volunteer for more than one charity. What is it that's so appealing about volunteering?
I think because you meet such a lot of nice, interesting people. And I think particularly as you get older, and I've been retired for quite a few years now, there's a danger of just meeting people of your own generation. And the advantage of volunteering is that you do meet people of all ages and meet very interesting people.
Is there a flexibility then with volunteering that appeals to you as well?
Yes, I mean, you can choose what you want to volunteer in. And obviously, if you can't do it some weeks, if you're going away on holiday or have some other thing that you need to do, then you don't feel too guilty about saying, sorry, can't do it this week.
Can it be a bit of a challenge at times, volunteering?
I don't see it as a challenge particularly. I see it as enjoyment. No, I can't say that I would think of it as a challenge. It's something that's really enjoyable and keeps your brain working as well.
What do you get from volunteering then? What kind of things are sort of the gets for you?
Well, reading the papers twice a week, reading a variety of newspapers, which is something most people don't do. I mean, usually if you read a newspaper, it's one that you choose because you like it. And so to read a variety of newspapers and get a different slant on the news and a lot of different kinds of stories is really interesting.
What would you say to encourage people then to try volunteering? You can do it at any age. You can give, you know, an hour a month or 10 hours a week if you like or more.
Yes. Well, I think for a lot of young people, it's a very good way of getting into the idea of working, of getting skills that you can use when hopefully you get a paid job. And for older people, it's a way of keeping your brain active, of meeting interesting people. I think there are advantages for people at every stage of their lives.
If you'd like to volunteer for the RNIB, call 01 733 375450 for more information.